The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Headline recently that grabbed my attention. Christian College sues Biden administration over transgender policy requiring mixed showers in dorms. Yet another of the growing examples of the heavy hand, in my view, of the ideologically driven government, at all levels, by the way, now insisting more than ever on the restructuring of the most basic of our culture's mores. The story was filed by Michael Faust at ChristianHeadlines.com. Joining us to give us the details, Julie Blake. Julie is Senior Counsel for Regulatory Litigation at ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. And by the way, you can check their work out at adflegal.org. She's been there for over the last decade and has been one of the frontline warriors, if you will, on some of these high-profile, precedent-setting cases, cases that challenge federal overreach in our courts all across the country. Julie, it's an honor to welcome you to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Take us to this story. It's a particular college in Arkansas, I believe, is it not?
College of the Ozarks is a religious school in Missouri, and it is suing President Biden because the government cannot force schools to open girls' dorm rooms to males.
Okay, well, interesting. This column, Mr. Faust didn't have it quite straight. He said it was an Arkansas Christian college, but you're right. He names the College of the Ozarks, the Christian school in Springfield, Missouri. So talk to us about really what this meant or would mean to this college and others like it if they're forced to go this direction.
Sure. So federal housing law has long prohibited sex discrimination in housing across America, including college housing like student dorms. When President Biden took office, he redefined sex in this law unilaterally to include sexual orientation and gender identity. So under his new directive, in all housing, if you have single-sex housing, dorm rooms, shower rooms, women will be forced to share with men if that's their gender identity.
And, of course, this is not just a singular story standing all by itself. What have you seen in your line of work and all of your colleagues at ADF in this regard across the country? This is not just a happenstance, but this is a whole movement that's going in that direction, is it not?
That's right. We've seen female athletes miss out on competitions, medals, places on sports teams because of men who unfairly have taken spots that should go to girls. We've seen professors punished for refusing to use a student's preferred pronoun, even if the professor wants to be polite and accommodating to the student.
So where does it go from here? This is early on in the case, but walk us through what may unfold next. How will this work through the courts?
Well, we have asked our judge for a quick decision to stop this government overreach in its tracks early on. And so we're going to be pushing for an early decision, and we're going to take this case as far as we need to go because the government does not belong in our dorms.
Are there other schools that may be joining or is in this lawsuit, or is this simply one being carried out by the College of the Ozarks?
Well, this is a first-of-our-kind lawsuit. College of the Ozarks is leading on this issue. We encourage everyone in America, though, to stand for freedom, and we at Alliance Defending Freedom are here to help and support other colleges, other churches, ministries, religious schools, other organizations who want to stand up and defend their beliefs about marriage and biological sex as well.
Have you heard from some of the families involved, some of the parents of these children and the students themselves on this case?
Yes, the college president has heard from concerned parents and concerned students who just want to know if everything's going to be okay or if they're potentially going to have their shower rooms and dorms opened up to males. And to stop that and end that concern is why we're standing right now to early rather than waiting for them to pick off colleges one by one.
Now, what is the immediate result? In the meantime, does the college have to abide by this new directive, or can they forestall any change of policy until the court acts upon it?
Well, we're trying to have the court rule quickly because at this point, the federal government's already saying that the college has to comply. Now, the college isn't complying. Every day, it's having communications and activities about its existing policies and maintaining the privacy rights of its students. But the federal government is saying that the college has and will continue to do that, that it faces ruinous fines, huge penalties, even criminal penalties potentially, which is why we've gone to court to ask a judge to intervene.
Well, it's an important case, and Julie, I appreciate you talking with us about it. Anything else you can share with us regarding this?
You know, religious schools like College of the Ozarks are free to follow the religious tradition they represent, and the government should not force young women to share private spaces with males.
Thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you for having me.
Julie Blake, Senior Counsel for Regulatory Litigation at a great organization. We often talk with folks from that particular group. ADFLegal.org is their website, ADFLegal.org, Alliance Defending Freedom. As I often say, folks, these are the frontline troops who really, all their work is pro bono, whether it's Liberty Council, Alliance Defending Freedom, First Liberty, various other such organizations, Pacific Justice Institute. We've had folks on from all of those organizations, and they really are the ones who sort of go in the trenches and fight the battles for us, and they do it pro bono. So that's why I often have them on the show, and I encourage you to pray for them. And if you choose to donate to them, they are tax deductible and they are well vetted as organizations that are highly recognizable and highly respected. And so it's often a case of, God forbid, who knows when perhaps your school or your family may be the next one to need some help. And there have been cases right here in the WAVA listening area that have been or are being litigated on behalf of all of us in some of these cases that we talk about from time to time. So check it out for yourself at adflegal.org. And in the meantime, put them on your prayer list because it is a force that really is relentless in terms of insisting on turning our culture upside down. You know, we know the prophet said, God said through his prophets, woe to those who call black white and white black, those who invert the values, in other words. And we're seeing a total inversion of the mores and the values of our culture, and we have every reason to push back and really need to do so. Prayer is the first order of business, praying that God will revisit our country and our courts and our land with with a real genuine return to his principles. But having said that, in the meantime, Paul said in Ephesians, having done all to stand, therefore stand. And the metaphor there is of a soldier who's fought even to the point of a standstill, and he won't give up ground, and his adversary won't give up ground, and so they stand locked face to face. That's the imagery that Paul was using in Ephesians when he said that, putting on the whole armor of God, and then standing firm in your position. And one of the things that concerns me deeply, and we're going to talk about it a lot more in days to come, is the erosion of the backbone of the church, is one way I'll put it. The erosion of the backbone of the church. Oh, we're willing to stand up for certain things, but when it comes to standing up for the principles of Scripture and the pure doctrine given to us by our forefathers, by the Scriptures, by the apostles and prophets, the church has been eroded in an incredible way over the last number of years. I'm not claiming that. I'm citing statistics such as those from George Barna, who just recently put a survey out in which he said only 4% of Americans in general really have a worldview that's consistent at all with anything near the principles of Scripture. And sadly, many evangelicals and evangelical churches are beginning to compromise on some of these very basic issues. And we're going to be dealing with those in depth in the days ahead on the show as we have in the past. But we're at a watershed moment. That is my own personal conviction. We are at a watershed moment in our history. I don't think there are too many of you out there who may listen to this show who would disagree. We may not agree on the source of all the problems, or we may not agree on the causal factors, if you will, or we may not agree exactly on the cure, but I think at least most of us will agree these are dangerous times. They are dangerous times for the country, and they are dangerous times for the church. And it seems to me that this is, well, I've often said, when the church's final hour comes, it ought to be the church's finest hour. You know, our Lord said that he was coming for a church that is without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Not an anemic, washed out, compromised church, but a church that has found its voice and has found its backbone and is beginning to really, truly drive the battle right to the very gates of hell itself, as Jesus intimated. So I hope that's where you are. I hope that you realize that this is a battle for the soul of our nation and a battle for the soul of religious freedom in this country as we've never seen it.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.